Good morning, boys and girls. Okay. This morning I'm going to tell you a story about two men. Okay? Two young men. They heard about a great big river. A big, big river. And the jungle. So they wanted to write a book. So they said, we're going to get all of our equipment ready. And we're going to go there. So they went to the store and they bought all kinds of things. Clothes and shoes and helmets and goggles and even machetes to cut the vines. And then they went to the place. But when they went to the place, well, before they went there, they made sure that they had everything that they needed. Okay? But when they went to the place, they ran into trouble. They had trouble from the first day because they didn't know what the Indians were saying and the Indians didn't know what they were saying. So they said, we're going to have to look for a missionary. And so they went all over the place looking for a missionary, and there was a lady missionary who told them, you have everything except the most important thing that you need. And what is that, they said? You need a guide. You need someone to tell you, this is a safe place, this is a dangerous place, you can drink that water, you can eat that food, and you need someone to talk to those Indians inside the jungle so that you will have a good, safe trip. How many of you here were here last week? Yes, yeah, some of us were here. Pastor Akaki told us of a super guide that we have. This super guide said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You remember that? Yeah, some of us remember that, the older ones. The guide said, I am the true way, and I am the way that's going to give you life that is going to last forever. And you know why he can say that? He can say that because he is the one who made everything. He made the rivers, the trees, the jungles. He made you. He made me. He made all of us. That's why he could say that. And you know what? Not only that, he made sure that we had everything that we needed for the trip. And Mrs. Funai is supposed to find my supplies, but looks like she misplaced our supplies, but that's okay. Number one, he said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. That's what he said. Number two, he said this. He said, if you are thirsty and you drink of the water that I give you, you won't be thirsty again. And number three, he said, I am the light of the world. How many of you are afraid of the dark places? I know I have a friend that comes to our house to sleep with me once in a while, and he's afraid of the dark, and he needs to have a light. And that's what a light is for, isn't that right? A light shines in a dark place. And did you know, boys and girls, that there were many, many other boys and girls that live in darkness, that they don't have a light? They don't have Jesus like you and I do. And so we need to take this light to them. How many of you want to be a light for Jesus? That's right. And make your light shine. Okay, I'm glad you all do because I have a light for every one of you. Okay? But before we do that, you think we can bow our heads and ask Jesus to help us? Okay, let's bow our heads. Close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for these boys and girls. They all want to be bright, shining lights for you. And we pray that you will help them. Sometimes we're naughty, but we pray that you will forgive us and help each one of us that we may let our light shine so that other boys and girls may know about you and love you just as much as we love you because you love us. We thank you for hearing us. And we thank you in your precious name. Amen. Now, the light that I'm going to give you looks like a toy, but it's not a toy. It's a real lamp. But it's a tiny one because you are tiny, you little boys and girls. But before we give these lights to you, I must say certain things, okay? I'm going to tell you four things. Number one, never, never, never light this lamp by yourself, okay? Number two, always, always, always have your daddy or your mommy or someone who is older to help you when and if you need to light this lamp, okay? Number three, never, never, never leave the light shining by itself. Number four, always, always, always watch it so it doesn't do any damage to anything around it. You got that? Never, never, never. Always, always, always. Now, I want you to go quietly. Quietly to Mrs. Funai, who will give you a lamp, and go quietly back to your seats so that your mommies and your daddies can hear Pastor Akaki tell them a story. Now go quietly, get your lamps, and be a shining light for Jesus. Thank you for hearing my story.